song had a nice mellow groove. That was the Australian group, The Master's Apprentices, with the song The Answer Lies Beyond, from their LP A Toast to Panama Red. This group got their start in the mid-60s, evolving through several different lineups of musicians before putting out this excellent hard rock LP in 1972, which turned out to be their last. Now we're going to hear from a group that got their start on the Caribbean island of Barbados. The group is Love Machine, spelled L-U-V, and we're going to hear a track from their 1971 debut LP, a tight little number called Witch's Wand.
Made no terror stand.
We journeyed back to Australia again for that track. That was the group Buffalo, with Sunrise Come My Way, from their 1973 LP, Volcanic Rock. I dig that singer's strong vocal style. And now we're off to Brussels, Belgium, to hear from the delightfully named Burning Plague. This group was made up of Belgian musicians fronted by a British expat. We're going to hear a cut from Burning Plague's self-titled 1970 LP, the song Life is Nonsense.
Thank you.
from Seville, Spain. That was The Storm. We heard the song I'm Busy from The Storm's self-titled 1974 LP. Definitely one of the better rock albums I've heard coming out of Spain. Next up, some heavy riffs from the UK outfit Budgie. These guys were quite prolific. They released a steady string of albums throughout the 70s and into the 80s. We're going to hear a cut from Budgie's self-titled 1971 LP, a song that Soundgarden once chose to cover as the flip side of one of their singles, an upbeat little ditty called Homicidal Suicidal.
Hey!
Some old school heaviosity for you. From the UK, that was Elias Hulk with the song Nightmare. From their 1970 LP, Unchained. I love that song. I dig the sound of that crisp drumming on top of that seriously overdriven bass. Next up, we're going to hear from some guys that were label mates of Grand Funk Railroad and Blood Rock, the group Landslide. Based in the Long Island, New York area, Landslide managed to get one LP released on Capitol Records in 1972. From the album Two-Sided Fantasy, we're going to hear the cut Sad and Lonely.
Thank you. Thank you.
was the Swiss hard rock outfit Toad with the song Thoughts, the opening cut from Toad's 1972 LP, Tomorrow Blue. Well, it looks like we're reaching the end of another installment of The Hard Stuff. I hope you dug the music as much as I did. If there was something that you particularly enjoyed, I'd love hearing about it. You can post comments for me, see a playlist of tonight's show, or download previous episodes of the podcast at sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'm going to close the show tonight with the song from an underground group out of Cleveland, Ohio, the Estes Brothers. These dudes had a raw, unpolished sound that I love. Real basement rockers. From their self-released 1971 LP, Transitions, we're going to hear the track entitled Do What Is Real. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
You know, as we enjoy the rock and roll tunes and talking to each other, there's many out there who have problems they think are insurmountable. And maybe they'll go as far as off of themselves. Well, if you feel that way, there's a number you can call 24 hours a day, 875-5466. That's the Detroit Suicide Prevention Center, 875-5466.
From down deep inside the earth, where it begins, where it ends, where it's at.
woman, you touch. Your touch has gone cold. If someone else controls your very soul.
Listen to your very soul. Listen to the rare earth. The Rare Earth gives you a second chance. Album number 2, Ecology, about the Earth and you. Brand new.
And sitting in the silence, eyes turned passively in paintings of their own. Communications tower has lost its purposeful intentions and its place. That was something new we didn't know before, but now we've learned. So welcome to the Citadel, where the question is, am I? Welcome to the Citadel, where the question is, am I? Welcome to the Citadel, where the question is, am I
Linda Parrax was it with a title track from her album Cup Label Parallelograms, or should I say Parallelograms, because there was enough echo chamber blended in. Right, let's play now Oppo on the Stove Label from Holland. Yeah, they are, with a Bert Jans song called Green Are Your Eyes.
Father will be told.
There was on the Stove label Dutch group called Oppo with a Bert Jans song called Green Are Your Eyes. And that was from their debut album. Right, let's play now from South Africa, Flipperty Gibbert from their album Whistling Jigs to the Moon. And that album is somehow Mellow Candle related. This is An Suisin Ban, which is The White Blanket.
You